The TV series The Bible from last year has been followed by the movie called Son of God. How many of you seen Son of God movie? Okay, if you have not, please try to watch it, and it is very meaningful. And I'm not a professional movie critic like Dan Geyer, so do not expect too much out of me professionally, but theologically I interpret it here and there, and also and then by bare eyes, to me, the acting of the actors and actresses in the movie was so fabulous. And also, scenery was so breathtaking. And more than anything, the impact of this production, this movie has been life-changing already for millions of people. So I decided to create a Lenten sermon series out of it, even though I'm not a movie critic. But it has a meaning for it. And now we are going to look at the Jesus baptism first. And what does the baptism mean? And why was Jesus baptized? And what does baptism mean for me and for you? Through the lifestyle or the life of Jesus throughout the whole Lenten season, by bringing some clips from the Son of God movies, we're going to dive into what Jesus' life means for me in all different areas. First, let's look at what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 3, as we heard, the Bible tells us the story of Jesus' baptism. Before Jesus started his public ministry, before Jesus ever preached his first sermon, before he ever performed any miracle, before he walked the passion journey, he was baptized by John. He came to John the Baptist at the Jordan River and be baptized. It all starts with the baptism. And as we saw that this passage in John actually tried to stop Jesus from being baptized. In fact, he said, "You should be the one baptizing me." But Jesus said, "No, we have to do this. I have to do this. It's what my Father wants." So John obediently baptized Jesus. And the Bible tells us that when Jesus stepped out of water, he stepped into his public ministry. This is the first step of a disciple to step into the waters of baptism. Now, what was baptism all about anyway? In a Methodist church, we rarely see people immersion into the water. We usually wet our hands and place the wet hand on the top of the head of the babies or the person. And in a Baptist church, and in a we Methodist church believe in the immersion too. And but it's rarely we have a baptistry here, so we do not do that. Sometimes the pastors sprinkle the water over the heads of the person for the baptism, sign of a baptism. But how to baptize is not that important than the meaning of the baptism. The Bible tells us that John baptized people as a sign of their repentance for their sins. But Jesus had no sin. So why in the world was Jesus baptized? Because John's baptism is about the repentance, sign of the repentance of their sins and forgiveness. But Jesus did not have any sin. Why he was baptized? It's because Jesus' baptism was his way of identifying with you and me, the sinful humanity. And Jesus did not die for his own sins. And he was not baptized for his own sin either. But in his baptism, Jesus was showing us the way to live and giving us a model that we are to follow. Jesus once said this, "I did not come to abolish the law, but I came to fulfill it." And in the same way, he did not come to abolish the baptism, but he came to fulfill it, to give it to a complete full meaning, which now means death to sin and the old way of living, and resurrection into a whole new way of living. That's what baptism means for us. Now, as Jesus came up out of the water, he was revealed for who he truly is. Verse 16 through 17, there is a Matthew chapter 3 says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of water. At that moment, heaven was opened. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. When Jesus publicly obeyed the Father in baptism, the Father publicly affirmed him as the Son. Then notice again what God said. This is my Son. I love him. I am so proud of him. Now, did you hear the Father say the same three things about you when you identify with Jesus in baptism? God says, you are my son. You are my daughter. I love you. I am so proud of you. God is saying this amazing stories or the affirmation of our being when we identify with Jesus in baptism. Do you want God to be pleased with you? Then you need to take the simple step of faith and obedience and be baptized, which is a symbol of death and resurrection. Now let's watch this scene of John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. And then we're going to talk about what it means for us. Let us watch.
There is one to come, greater than me, who will baptize with fire. I am just a voice in the wilderness preparing the way for the...
Lord. Don't stop. Surely I need you to baptize me. Right. Baptize me.
When Jesus was baptized, it was a symbol of his coming death and a resurrection. That's exactly what it means for us too, the coming of death and resurrection. Through baptism, we are not only cleansed our sins or forgiven sin through the baptism, but we are now what the Bible calls a dead to sin. Not just cleansed our sin or the forgiven by God through the baptism in believing in Jesus Christ. Baptism means dead to sin. The Bible said it like this. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Well, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Romans chapter 6, verse 2 through 4. When we go into under the water, or the, under the baptismal moment, it symbolizes that we have died with Jesus Christ. Baptism is always a symbol of death. And when we come out of water, or when we finish the affirmation of our faith through baptism, it symbolizes that we too have raised with Christ into a whole new being. In fact, the Bible says it like this. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. This is the meaning of a baptism. Old is past, and new is coming. Now let's give you a four reason from the Bible why you and I and all of us needed to be baptized. Number one, first you need to be baptized because Jesus demonstrated. For those people who have not baptized yet, I would like to be encouraged through this service to be baptized. Number one, first, you and I needed to be baptized because Jesus demonstrated. By his own baptism, he was saying, if you truly want us to be my disciple, then you needed to identify with me, and you needed to do this too. If you wanted to follow me, you needed to follow me into this water for death and resurrection. I needed to do this, Jesus said, then so do you. Jesus demonstrated, so we are to baptize. The second reason you and I needed to be baptized is because Jesus commanded. Jesus was baptized like all disciples should be baptized. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So baptism is not simply an option. It is mandated by God for the disciples to do. It is a command for every follower of Jesus Christ. If you wanted to be a disciple of Jesus Christ or followers of Jesus Christ, you are mandated by God to be baptized. You wanted to be in his family? Baptism is the first one. Now, the third reason to be baptized is that baptism is your public statement that you publicly belong to Jesus Christ. Baptism does not make you a believer, but it shows that you are a believer. It's the outward symbol of your inward commitment to Christ, your commitments to Jesus Christ, the vow to love, serve, honor, and receive God's grace. Baptism says to the world, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the relationship I have with Jesus Christ. And publicly you are saying that I love Jesus Christ with all my heart. It is a public statement of your faith. Have you been baptized since you come to church or belong to some other place? If you have not, what are you waiting on? In the past, when I asked the confirmation class to be baptized before they are confirming their faith, one of the students said that, I don't want to be baptized. I asked, why? Do you have some concern about your faith in Jesus Christ or relationship with Jesus Christ or questioning about God? And is there something bothering you? She said, I'm afraid of water. And somehow she went to the many Baptist church and then she saw many people baptized in the water. She said, I'm water phobic. I just drink water. I cannot put myself in public to be baptized in the tub. I told her that I'm water phobic too. We can work it out together. So I just sprinkled a little water at her. And she felt that this felt safe for her to do it. What are you waiting on if you have not been baptized? In the Bible, there is no such thing as a person claims to be a follower of Jesus Christ not being baptized. It was automatic. You being a follower of Jesus Christ, you decide, baptism comes together. So let's review. We needed to be baptized first because Jesus demonstrated. Second, because Jesus commanded. Third, because it's our public statement that we belong to Christ. Now, there is a fourth reason to be baptized. Baptism is not just a symbol of our salvation. It is a symbol of our incorporation. In other words, my baptism says that I am a part of the body of Christ. I am a member of God's family. My baptism says that I am not a believer only, but I am also a belonger. Did you hear this? We are not just believers, but we are belongers, connected together as a body of Christ. And then when we baptize, we are receiving the new members of this church for the kingdom of God. We go through the membership vows too. I hope many of you remember your promise when you be baptized in the church. If you forgot, just let me know. I will remind you of that. Here, Bible says this. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. Now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. Each one of us a part of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 and 27 says, my baptism says that I am a part of the global church, the glorious family of God. In a Methodist church, we say the world is our parish. Belonging to one of the local Methodist local church, does not limit you to claim that your global church God given to this larger church. We belong to a whole community of a global society. It's my intention. Baptism is your intention, my intention. It is a very personal journey. It is an incorporation, your incorporation and my incorporation. And it is my identity. And it is your identity with your baptism. Now, what does it take to be baptized? Well, there is only one qualification for this. You must believe. Believe in what? Believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Beginning of the service, we recite the statement of faith. To tell us that what kind of belief we have, what kind of God do we believe in this congregation. Especially in here, we believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, who died for me, who died for you at your baptism. Not just dying, but rising again too. Believing in Jesus Christ is not talking about religion. It's talking about relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to end this message with several questions. Well, actually two questions. Do you really have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure that if you die tonight, you're going to go to heaven? May the Spirit of God assure you of this today and tomorrow and the days to come.